Experts' Insights on IO's Best-Kept Career Secret, a two-part reflection on postdoctoral work by Chelsea Lenobel, Daniel Wald, Dana C. Verhoeven, read by Tom Toddy. Note, please see the print edition for the citations and references omitted from this recording. The U.S. scientific enterprise has become increasingly dependent upon postdocs to conduct research and maintain its position in the global research enterprise, said Kathy Johnson Phillips, executive director of the National Postdoctoral Association. In part one of this two-part series, we introduced the importance of potential of postdoctoral postdoc work for industrial organizational psychology. We introduced the role of postdoctoral work broadly and its importance in IO in particular. Then we offered insights and direct advice from our panel of postdoc experts with whom we presented on postdoctoral work during virtual PSYOP 2020. In part two, we offer insight for researchers in academia and industry who are interested in or actively mentoring postdoctoral fellows, postdocs. We conclude with resources that would benefit multiple postdoc stakeholders. As a whole, we hope this series provides you with new insights into the world of postdoctoral work and its potential to advance our field. Mentors and organizations who hire postdocs, for example, academics, government agencies, may consider doing so for many reasons. While the focus on postdoctoral work is often its contribution to one's career path, postdoc positions also convey considerable benefits to postdoc mentors, organizations in which postdocs work, and the science and practice of IO and related fields. For instance, postdoc mentors may wish to gain support for their research from scholars who have fewer obligations competing for their time and attention. Organizations wanting to enhance research efforts may not have the capacity or resources to bring on a permanent employee, such as a research scientist, but are looking for a specific set of scholarly skills. A postdoc often works with more independence, employs more advanced technical knowledge and skills, and exhibits stronger teamwork abilities than a graduate student. Some employers may require knowledge, skills, and abilities of a PhD, but be interested in providing training and mentorship. As funding agencies such as NSF emphasize trainee development and do not often provide substantive personnel support, principal investigators on large grants may look toward writing in a postdoc position to strengthen their research team. In some cases, organizations may use the postdoc position as a realistic job preview to assess competence and fit before extending a more permanent offer. Advantages of mentoring a postdoc. Each motivation above highlights the many advantages of postdoctoral work from the perspective of those hiring and mentoring postdocs. Broadly speaking, postdocs are hired to enhance research productivity. Therefore, the main advantage of mentoring a postdoc is the effects on the mentor's research program. A postdoc can contribute an additional perspective, new methods or skills, and complementary expertise, all of which may strengthen the quality of the mentor's research. According to Dr. Ruth Canfer, postdocs have cutting-edge knowledge, resource access, time, and motivation to shape and pursue organizationally relevant problems. They require limited supervision, allowing a mentor to make substantial progress on completing work while meeting other goals such as starting new data collections and submitting grant proposals. Dr. Robert Sinclair highlighted this, mentoring the benefit of being able to rely on the postdoc to manage data collection with a high level of expertise and rigor. Postdocs can oversee projects being conducted by students, helping to train them with the most up-to-date research methods, as well as pick up projects that have not received as much attention as the mentor may have wanted to give due to time constraints. Finally, there are strong reciprocal benefits of postdoctoral work for postdocs and their mentors. For mentors, it can be rewarding to help a more junior scholar develop and pursue their career goals. Dr. Greg Rourke described it as watching postdocs have the aha moment of gaining a deeper understanding of the complexity surrounding the balance of life and career, beyond the development of technical knowledge and skills. According to Dr. Marissa Schuffler, quote, postdocs gain new knowledge and skill sets while also bringing their prior experiences to their mentor's research program. The integration can result in some really novel ideas that can be disseminated through publication as well as through the continued development of the postdoc's own future program of research, unquote. In many cases, a lasting partnership is formed that can boost the mentor's research productivity in both the short and long term. For example, Dr. Sinclair recalled the importance of their postdoctoral fellows leaving with, quote, multiple publications and projects in progress to help them establish their academic career, unquote, and substantially allow mentors to expand the impact of their research through ongoing publication. To summarize, he said, the successful postdoc would be a successful member of our research team while here and continue to collaborate beyond the period of the postdoc. Here are some panelist insights into key strengths to seek in postdoc candidates. Initiative independence, willingness to identify high-impact topics and generally plan to successfully complete the project with little oversight. Intellectual curiosity / proactivity, willingness to explore unfamiliar topics and engage in new research with no prior experience. Fit with the larger organizational culture social system. A match between research interests with the project teams at the organization. A repertoire of strong analytic skills and competent writing. And professional qualities of maturity, resourcefulness, interpersonal skills, and career passion. Challenges when mentoring a postdoc. Despite the many advantages for a mentor, hosting a postdoc is not without its challenges. Crafting the developmental opportunities necessary for a postdoc to develop as a research trainee may require additional effort, particularly if the mentor already faces a heavy workload. Indeed, Dr. Sinclair, Dr. Schuffler, and Dr. Rourke each noted that a significant amount of time and energy was required to successfully mentor their postdocs. Further, some mentors may have less experience with the differing roles of pre- and postdoc scholars, making it challenging to provide the appropriate opportunities. Dr. Rourke equated these challenges to those that arise when hiring a new employee. Quote, postdocs take a considerable amount of resources, time, and energy to provide the one-on-one coaching and mentoring to develop all aspects of the postdoc, not just technical knowledge and skills, but also what it means to be a professional on and off the job. Similarly, common challenges involving in mentoring a postdoc equate to the experience of challenges involving in mentoring someone under one's supervision. A postdoc may have difficulty transitioning to the new social environment or organizational culture. They may want to continue research on the topics they pursued in graduate school, demonstrating a difficulty in stretching beyond their comfort zone. It may be difficult for a mentor to connect with a postdoc, leading to more friction than synergy. In cases where these challenges are especially salient, the postdoc may fail to develop essential work-life skills. However, mentors like Dr. Sinclair noted that the benefits of mentoring a postdoc far outweigh the costs. Mentor roles and responsibilities. Because the nature of postdoctoral work can vary across settings, the ideal configuration of mentor traits, attitudes, and behaviors is likely to similarly vary. However, a mentor is generally responsible for supervision and oversight of the postdoc's work and professional development. In many cases, the mentor will designate the scope of work, especially if the postdoc is hired via research funding. Ideally, a mentor will help the postdoc learn how to navigate non-technical aspects of their career as well. A skilled mentor will help the postdoc to outline and pursue career goals by identifying areas of improvement and providing opportunities to learn and practice relevant skills. For example, a mentor of a postdoc interested in an academic career may provide opportunities to practice critical academic skills not always acquired in grad school, such as reviewing for a journal. One important task for the mentor is to help the postdoc expand their professional network, which not only broadens their own research collaborations, but also enhances their networking skills. Dr. Sinclair explained that postdocs serve a unique role in academic departments that fall somewhere between a graduate student and tenure-track faculty. He stated, quote, "You are really looking for someone who can add value to your project research agenda on day one or shortly after. Whereas the students, for example, you may expect them to take a year before they're really strong contributors, and with faculty, you are looking for them to be able to carve their own path." Unquote. As a result, it may be helpful to consider one's role as an academic postdoc mentor in terms of the ability to facilitate the training necessary to help a scholar make the transition from new PhD graduate to tenure-track faculty. Similarly, mentors of government or industry postdocs may focus on ways to increase the postdoc's confidence with conducting applied research, translating findings for non-academic audiences, and mastering new and emerging software that will make them stronger practitioners. Best practices for mentor success. Mentoring a postdoc can be a fulfilling experience for individuals in academia and industry. One of the first steps is ensuring success in a postdoctoral appointment is to ensure the logistical considerations have been solidified. Specifically, Dr. Rourke emphasized the importance of careful attention to detail about funding. Quote, positional funding should cover the entire fellowship, for example, 3 years of funding programming for a 3-year fellowship. All opportunities to include postdoctoral fellowships require funding. Without programmed funds, the fellowship will be continually at risk, which strains the employer, mentor, and postdoc. I would not encourage anyone to pursue a fellowship without a funding in place. Unquote. Second, mentors should focus on selecting the best candidate, as recruitment and selection of a postdoctoral fellow can contribute to the level of success for both the postdoc and the mentor. It's important to identify the qualities and characteristics necessary for the postdoc to be successful in the role you've designated them for. Dr. Shuffler encouraged mentors to draw from their own expertise in this regard. Use best practices from IO selection. Incorporate a structured interview approach. Recruit widely for a diverse applicant pool. Provide a realistic job preview. Set clear expectations of the job responsibilities and performance. Identify the KSAOs that are needed immediately, but also the KSAOs that will be developed over time to benefit the postdoc and the organization. Unquote. When funding is secured, Dr. Rourke echoed Dr. Schufer's thoughts on recruitment. He emphasized the overall strategic approach of aligning the position with organizational goals and leveraging one's network. Quote, recruitment starts with the position description to disseminate across professional societies. The position should be developed around the organization's mission to ensure accurate description of topics, activities, and expectations for the postdoc position. It also involves engaging the broad academic network to identify those exhibiting high potential who are also seeking a postdoc opportunity when they can be engaged at either a professional conference or potentially a site visit to the university. Unquote. Once a postdoc has been hired, the mentors on the panel agreed that effectively onboarding and involving the postdoc in research activities early on would help them succeed throughout their appointment. Similar to Dr. Schofer's call to rely on IO best practices for selection, the same should be done when it comes to effective supervision as well as training and developing the postdoc. Working with the postdoc to identify a successful career trajectory and pursue goals toward that end will encourage success in not only the postdoc's performance, but also the mentors. Here are some best practices to help postdoc mentors succeed. Creating a mentoring agreement that establishes both the postdoc's and the mentor's overarching roles and responsibilities, as well as expectations for communication. Encourage postdocs to publish dissertation work and provide time to do so. Focus on helping the postdoc transition from graduate student to independent researcher. Help to fill in gaps with experiences they may not have received in grad school, for example, grant writing, reviewing, presenting to a range of audiences. Provide postdocs with resources, training and new tools, and opportunities to develop an effective social network of colleagues in the field. Promote research teams and collaborative work led by the postdoc and provide feedback on their project management skills in addition to their technical research skills. For each project that a postdoc leads, set expectations ahead of time and debrief once the work is completed. And regularly meet with the postdoc to discuss career development goals and progress. Conclusion. Although the success of postdoctoral fellowship lies in the eyes of the beholder, our panelists noted several factors that help contribute to a mutually beneficial experience for mentees, mentors, and the broader field of IO psychology. However, as Dr. Sinclair noted, there needs to be, quote, greater awareness among IO faculty and students about the potential benefits of postdocs and better communication about what postdoctoral positions are available, unquote, within our field. This paper aims to address this gap and promote postdoctoral work in IO by providing a set of resources and best practices for those seeking to become or hire a postdoctoral fellow. We hope this resource facilitates not only postdoctoral opportunities in IO, but also encourages current graduate students to consider this fruitful career opportunity. with fellowship opportunities available across academia and government agencies, such as the National Cancer Institute and the Army Research Institute, there is an opportunity to not only expand one's IO network, but also promote interdisciplinary research across otherwise unaffiliated disciplines. It is clear postdoctoral work benefits postdocs, mentors, and the field by creating more in-depth training opportunities in the IO workforce and providing a greater volume of in-depth research productivity. Given the continually changing context of today's work, we need both a highly trained workforce and more dedicated research now more than ever. Therefore, as we look to the future of IO psychology, we call PSYOP to help promote this fruitful career and research avenue to advance the science and practice of our field.